This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
That was really encouraging. He's been throwing the ball really well in camp. The changeup, it's come a long way through a lot of really good ones today. So really happy with the life to his fastball. Good changeups behind, especially to right-handed hitters. Like what we saw.
There was definitely some stuff we looked at, some stuff I personally looked at, and we've been in communication as far as some adjustments to make, and I think we had a good dialogue over, you know, what worked. And I think really the biggest thing was just kind of carrying over that last month of the season and, you know, looking at that and seeing how we can continue to build on it.
You heard from Brandon Hyde talking about Cade Povich, and then you heard from the man himself, Cade Povich, who is in the midst of a battle for that final spot in the starting rotation. Tim Barbalace in for the Bobster. It's Vinny and Haney on the Fan. And a couple weeks ago, Vinny, we were talking how there's not really a ton of intrigue in this spring training. That was before all the injuries, of course, where not a ton of roster battles. And then the Grayson Rodriguez injury happened, and it really opened the door for that fifth spot. And we are seeing a nice battle for this spot. Albert Suarez, in his most recent start, he gave up just one run in five innings. And then Cade Povich went five hitless yesterday against the Blue Jays, and that was their A lineup. And Povich has been really, really sharp this spring training. And you go back a few weeks ago, prior to the Grayson injury again, and Brandon Hyde was saying that Albert Suarez is the number six guy, Povich the number seven. And since then, he sort of walked it back at this point. I would like to see Cade Povich head north with this club and be the fifth starter. We know it's not going to be all smooth sailing with him, and you saw three walks for him yesterday, and that's the bugaboo. But I think this team would be best served with Albert Suarez in the bullpen.
I would tend to agree with you. Plus, with Povich, you got a lefty, you know, and they don't have any other lefties. And like you said, Tim, Povich has had a good spring. He had one bad outing. Other than that, he's been pitching pretty well. And Suarez is basically Suarez, you know, he does Suarez things. And, you know, and he's a type of, what is he, like 45 years old in reality?
Yeah, probably. I mean,
real birth certificate.
Yeah, yeah. He went from not pitching in the majors after 2017 until last year. And he was an unbelievable find Mike Elias and invaluable for them to be able to go back and forth from starter to bullpen to starter. And that's not to say that Suarez wouldn't perform well as a starter. I would just like to see him have a defined role, stay in the bullpen as that long reliever, which he's going to get a lot of work early on when these pitchers are still getting tuned up in the month of April.
Well, I guess, what do you think Suarez prefers? You know, I mean, when you sit down and talk to him, what is he? He probably like, hey, you want me to start? I don't care. I can relieve. I can pitch 2 days in a row. It doesn't really matter.
Well, that's
kind of the way it looks. Nolan, what do you think? Yeah. I mean, you know, I mean, that's how Suarez looks to me.
Right. I mean, he'll do anything to stay in the show. He's 35 years old. That's what you're doing. And everyone's pitting this as like, oh, you got to pick one or the other right now. Well, they need both of them. You know, Tim said it best. You need a starter and you need bullpen help. Because Andrew Kittredge is going to be out for the first half of the season.
And that's the other point where it's sort of a domino effect. So let's just go down that doorway of them selecting Albert Suarez as the number five. Then you have two open spots in the bullpen because we know Andrew Kittredge is not available for the first few months. All signs are kind of pointing towards Brian Baker getting that open spot. And then the next one, could it be Bowman? I just think long term it would be best to just have Povich. And it's not going to all be smooth sailing. He finished the year last year great in September and that ended the year on a high. You're going to have to live with some growing pains, but I think he's got upside.
Well, he definitely has upside. You know, I mean, he's got youth on his side and, you know, he's young, ambitious, and looking forward, you know, to playing in the major league. So he's got a repertoire of pitches. Because the thing about it, like you said, Tim, if you pitch Povich, then Suarez can do the other stuff in the bullpen.
Yeah, and look, it also opens him up, and I know he doesn't have a ton of experience. I remember he pitched in a high-leverage situation against the Nats early on in last season at Nats Park. The high-leverage situations where Felix, Brandon Hyde's already said it, Nolan, where he's not going to pitch back-to-back days, especially early on in the first half. Sir Anthony Dominguez, I know you take it with a grain of salt in terms of spring training. He's really struggled, and even going back to last year, struggled with the long ball as well. So I think you could have the opportunity to use him in a variety of ways in the pen as well.
He definitely will. I mean, and even if he doesn't crack the opening day roster as that fifth starter, he's definitely making starts for you this year.
Sure.
And I'm not talking about opener either. I mean, he's making real actual starts for you. How many, I don't know, but look, you're going to face other injuries. He's going to be leaned on heavily. But the way I look at it, Albert Suarez is a veteran, a diamond in the rough. Cade Povich is a guy that you acquired in a trade that you identified as a piece that you really wanted in return from the Twins when you traded Jorge Lopez. That was a guy in a system where you didn't have a lot of pitching prospects. That was a guy that you were bringing in to be your pitching prospect. So here's an opportunity, his first real one, to make an opening day roster, and you're going to give it to the 35-year-old who had one terrific season out of nowhere. I mean, that's the other thing. Who's to say that Suarez can even come close to what he did last year?
Well, and it's a great point because bullpens are so volatile in general. And the Orioles bullpen, we know the struggles that they had last year, especially with Craig Kimbrell and closing out games. Now, on paper, it was looking like it was going to be a lot better this year, getting Felix back, bringing in Kittredge, but then the injuries happen, of course. But that's even more of a reason to put Suarez in the pen.
Plus, the other thing with Povich is you've got a young guy, and he's going to get better, and he's, you know, hopefully going to be with you for a long time. So what benefit does it do him to go down? You know, does that... you know, 2 weeks from now or whatever, does that help you? No. By keeping him here and letting him pitch up here, I think is a much better for that kid and for your team and for, you know, 6 weeks down the road.
We'll get deeper into all of this with Steve Molesky, who covers the O's on Substack. He joins us at 11:30. Ravens talk, we'll hit that at the bottom of the hour. It's been 1 week since the start of the new league year. Where else do the Ravens need to tweak roster-wise? Childs Walker covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Sun, comes on at 11. Mike Axiza, he covers MLB for CBS Sports, joins us at 12:30. And Ryan Wilson covers the NFL for CBS Sports, joins us at 1:15. But we know that Cade Povich, he's got a shot to head north with the club. Kobe Mayo does not. That decision was made yesterday among other roster cuts. And Kobe Mayo had some pretty strong comments about that demotion. If you want to join the show, 410-583-1057. What do you think is the future of Kobe Mayo and his time in Baltimore? What position does he project at in the bigs? 410-583-1057. We'll get into Mayo next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like strawberry lemonade and extra strength fan fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season! My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
On the Fan.
It's Woman Crush Wednesday on Vinny and Haney. Get your song request to Noel McGraw on the other side, 410-583-1057. Also the same number if you want to join us. And Kobe got off to a rough start to the spring where he had one hit in 23 at-bats, but finished 8 for 42 with three doubles, had two walks, 13 strikeouts. And this quote we have, this courtesy of Andy Koska, Coby Mayo saying this after getting the news that he was getting sent to minor league camp. Mayo, it definitely is difficult. It obviously sucks because you feel like you've proven everything you've needed to. Sometimes it doesn't feel like it's quite enough. Obviously, you go back there, and if you have success, it's, oh, he's supposed to have success because he's already proven it. And if he doesn't have success, it's, oh, well, obviously he's fallen off. It's kind of a lose-lose going back to Norfolk.
I would tend to agree with him. You know, what does he gain from going back? But the thing is the media has been talking about it every day since it started. You know, so where has he been where he thought that, you know, he had a good, he never had a chance, no. ever had a chance. He's like boxed in. So, you know, why are you complaining to the media now when this was what was everybody expected? And like you said, Tim, he didn't have a great start, but he finished stronger. And, you know, what's he going to do? Instead of what I would tell, you know, instead of bitching and complaining, you know, go talk to Hyder or go, you know, or you have an agent for a reason. Your agent, let your agent go be the bad guy, because all of a sudden then you look like, you know, a whining, complaining kid. That instead of the best athletes, you know, you go through some adversity. How do you respond to that adversity? And the way he's responded to the adversity, you know, is not the best. You respond by your performance on the field. You make it so they can't cut you. That's your job. You know, right now, you know, like at the start, all right, you're going to have a tough time making it, but show us that you should stay on this team. And you know that, and everybody talked about the same thing about his defense. All right, so, you know, because like we talked last year, like Jackson Holliday, all right, he played shitty. Oh, crap. He played crappy on defense. You know, played crappy on defense. But yeah. What did he do? He worked all offseason on that. And he's a different guy. So, all right, Coby, you know, what did you need to work on? Then improve that stuff so they can't cut you.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's one of those things where I understand his frustration. You probably shouldn't say it out loud.
Oh, is, no doubt.
Is what, I understand those thoughts. And he's played 151 games at the AAA level. And Matt Weirich, who covers the O's for the Baltimore Sun, I thought he had an interesting tweet basically outlining how many games the young core played before getting their extended run in the majors. Only Jordan Westberg has played more games at the AAA level, talking about that young core, than Mayo. He played 161, Heston played 132, Colton Cowser 114, and then Jackson Holliday, Gunnar Henderson, Adley Rutschman. Those are all top prospects, and Mayo is one of them, but Holliday played 91, Henderson 65, Rutschman 55, and Mayo's numbers are great when you look at the batting, where a 919 OPS, but it's about the defense, like you're saying. I'm not convinced that this guy's a third baseman. I am not, and that's why I'd like to see them lean more into first base, Nolan.
Well, that's the thing. You know, I don't want to get on him too much because it's frustration in the heat of the moment.
Absolutely.
It's his career. You know, we're just sitting here talking about it. But the funny part of it is that, you know, yes, on paper entering spring training, it was a long shot for him to make it. But as soon as Gunnar Henderson went down, now the door is open. If you could be a capable third baseman, there was an actual opportunity for him to make it. Ramon Urias has some favorability because he has versatility and he's been here a while. You know, now Jorge Mateo's back in the mix. That's a part of the equation. But for a moment in time there, if he was a capable defensive player, I think there was a legit chance for him to make his case, and he just couldn't do it.
And I think now the question is, when will that happen? Because how this roster is currently constructed, and let's just say Gunnar's healthy at or around opening day, that's why I was kind of curious to see Ryan Mountcastle, Ryan O'Hearn, Heston Kerstad, Coby Mayo. I was kind of saying all offseason that I would be a little surprised if all four of those guys were still here come opening day, because all of those guys are limited position-wise, mm-hmm. but they all have good bats. That's what they're known for. And it's tough to near impossible to have all four of those guys on your 26-man roster at the same time.
Where is Mayo capable of playing? Now, all right, so you say he's not a great... Why is he... Is it athleticism? What is it that he is not good enough defensively?
Well, what he's known for that he does grade highly on the 80-20 scale is he's got a fantastic arm, but... You know, a little bit of a bigger body and the lateral quick, a hot corner at the third base, so it's facing a lot there. I just see him as more of a first baseman. And I too young to
hands?
Just DH.
Has he got good hands and stuff?
But he's still new to the first base position, where last year, Vinny, he only played 23 games at Norfolk at first base, where I think they just need to focus more on that for him. But 410-583-1057. Let's grab a couple quick calls. Ed is in Arbutus. Ed, you're on the fan.
Tim, Vinny, Nolan, good morning to all you gentlemen.
Good morning.
Brief opinion, assessment, comments on the local teams in regard to help acquisition talent for the O's. I'm seeing a potential glaring void of a proven experienced lefty rotational starter to assist young arm Cade Povich to guard against the threshold of significant innings jump total accumulated too early. For the Ravens, Vinny, would like to see two main positional draft selections prioritized to address safety number one,
yep.
the South Carolina guy, the Georgia guy Starks, or Notre Dame Watts, Kyle Hamilton and Watts, 2 years college teammates. That could be an intriguing hit-the-ground-running communicated gem. The second draft pick, a standout three-positional versatile O-lineman.
Yep.
Fill those spots foremost. Last thing, Maryland Terrapins, best of luck in the tourney. Hopefully replenishment talent on the radar to fill the bigs and shooting guard that are moving on. Positive advancement in the tournament should entice portal rebuild recruits that are necessary. That's it today, gentlemen. I thank you for your courtesy.
Yeah, appreciate it, Ed. And definitely, Kevin Willard's going to have to hit the portal very, very hard. Ooh. Again.
Hard and fast.
Hard and fast. One last quick call. Ray is in Baltimore. Ray, you're on the fan.
Hey, man. It's been a while, man. It's been a while.
What's up, Ray?
What up, Ray?
Hey, nothing much, man. Hey, listen. Two quick points. Number one, Vinny, hopefully Kevin Willard, you know, get that ink dried as soon as possible, because Villanova is going to be on his heels.
Why would he want the ink to dry? Why wouldn't it be in his benefit to wait?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Only goes up with each win, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. And secondly, I think Kobe Mayo, I think it's in his head. You know, we all been athletes. We all have watched the game. Vinny, you've seen it at a high level. He's done. He's mentally done. And, you know, I think he needs to change the scenery. I don't know whether or not it's a clash with Hyder. Maybe it might be a diet version of Chris Davis and Brandon Hyde. Who knows? But I think Samuel Pasayo is going to be up before him. And, I think he's going to set the world on fire when he gets called up. And he might be your first baseman. Who knows?
Yeah.
The kid seems like he's humble. And, you know, the bat speaks for itself and the pedigree speaks for itself. So what's your thoughts on that? Holla at y'all.
No, appreciate it, Ray.
Well, the thing with – let me mention this real quick. Like with Pasayo, all right, let's say Pasayo comes up and Basayo's doing great. You know, you've only got so much money you can spend. You know, and I'm talking about, like, I got to pay Gunner a fortune, and I'm going to pay Adley a fortune, too? No, maybe if I pay Gunner, then I don't have to pay Adley, and I trade Adley, and, you know, and I keep Basile.
Sam is so highly touted, and I feel like he's really just shot up the prospect list, and everybody's saying that the bat's ready. It's mainly just fine-tuning the defense, and remember, this is still a really young kid. He's just 20 years old. I'm thinking he makes his debut towards the back part of the season, like maybe August, September. We know the Orioles like
what
playing that.
What if Adley got hurt?
If Adley got hurt early, like let's say hypothetically April, May, I don't know if they would bring him up that quick. I mean, that's probably where you're looking at the David Bamuelos and other backup catchers that they have at Norfolk. But if he got hurt, let's say around the All-Star break, might be time.
Andy was raking down in AAA.
Yeah. We're going to get back into the O's at 11:30 when Steve Molesky joins us, and he's got a new Substack that he's working on that he will tell you about. But coming up next, we're going to get into the Ravens. We are a week removed from the start of the new league year, and the Ravens, not making big, big moves, but they were definitely active over the past 7 days. We'll update on those moves and what else needs to be done. That's next on The Fan. Ronnie Stanley getting him done prior to the legal tampering period was massive, Vinny, getting the 3-year, $60 million deal. Patrick Ricard, he's back in the fold, as is Tylan Wallace and Ben Cleveland. And then their free agents that they brought in, DeAndre Hopkins, 1-year, $5 million deal. Jake Hummel, brought in for special teams. He was signed to a 1-year deal, and Cooper Rush set to be their new backup quarterback, getting a 2-year contract.
Yeah, I think Eric's done a hell of a job. I think they've been very active, and the key was Ricard and Stanley.
Yes,
you know, you're running it back. You want those guys back. Tylan Wallace, getting him back too. I think that's a good move. You know, right player, right price. I mean, Cooper Rush, I love the fact that they got a veteran experience backup.
Me too.
You know, that they can go win a couple games. Me and Mel Kiper were talking this morning, and, you know, with Josh Johnson, let's say that Lamar was going to be out 5 games. What do they go, 1-4? You know, with a Cooper Rush, you know, can you keep it together and go 3-2, where you just stay right on track? You know, I think that's a possibility because he has played a lot and shown a lot. So I like that move, the Hummel move. You know, you're replacing Board or Harrison, you know, on special teams is what you're doing there. So I think it's been a very productive. I still think that they're going to get a veteran corner. I think they'll add a veteran corner. And I don't know that they'll do much before anything else, before the draft, yeah.
Well, just look at the offense. I almost think it's plug and play at this point. Because
the only negative right now, Tim, is his depth in the O-line.
Sure.
And we met Ben Cleveland, they got back.
Well,
too.
Let me ask you about left guard. And we heard Ronnie Stanley when he met with the media the other day. He really talked up Andrew Voorhees. And Voorhees was their week one starter at left guard. He got hurt in that Dallas game. Then McCary ended up taking over for the rest of the year. Do you see him taking over at that left guard spot?
Depends what they do with their first or second round pick. I'll let you know, Tim. You know, because I could, you know, kind of like Ed from Arbutus was saying that, you know, they could take the safety, which I got no problem with, Starker, Emmanuel, you know, and Watts, you know, also. But a guy who is a tackle that can play left guard, you know, if you do that, then you're kind of running them all back, because the Voorhees' problem, Tim, has been he's been hurt a lot, you know. So you don't want, you know, or let's just say, okay, we're going as is, and then bam, Voorhees, he gets hurt right away, and then you got to put Ben Cleveland in there, and that's a huge drop off.
But you look at it, you return your top two wide receivers, you upgrade your number three spot with DeAndre Hopkins, you return your entire tight end room, you return your entire running back room, you add Cooper Rush to the quarterback room, and you bring back Patrick Ricard. I mean, it's ready to go. Now, defensively, they still got some holes. You brought up, definitely need a corner. I think that third safety would be big to free up Kyle Hamilton. You can always use pass rush. And defensive linemen, Michael Pierce, he retired. Brent Urban, he's a free agent. You're probably looking to upgrade
older,
there.
Yeah.
So I think a couple D linemen as well.
And inside backer.
Yes, that's true.
So, because, you know, you hope that Simpson can take the jump. You know, because he jumped back last year.
He
started out good, but then he got worse and worse. And you know, Tim, when you look at it, coaches that got fired, the inside linebacker coach,
mm-hmm.
Simpson, Both secondary, all the secondary coaches got fired.
Yeah.
You know, so it kind of tell you what they thought the concerns were.
Yeah, when it comes to inside linebacker, I think last year it was pretty, I don't want to say given to him, but he entered training camp and it was his job to lose. He did not lose it. If he ends up winning the job out of camp, cool. But he's got to work for it for me. I want a legit competition at that inside linebacker spot next to Roquan.
I totally agree, Tim. And then what I want, too, is I just think that he put kind of a burden on Roquan, where, like, Roquan, you know, had Queen, and they fed off each other. When, you know, and then Roquan, you know, to start the year, he's got the green dot and he's got a, you know, secondary that's having, you know, issues back there. And he's got to make the calls to the back end, to the front end, and then get my partner squared away at linebacker. So, you know, and I'm not in the best shape, you know, that I've been in.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of things going on there. And then after they put Hamilton back and Hamilton's handling the back end, and then they take Simpson out and put a veteran in. All of a sudden, you know, Roquan is like, nah, Roquan's back to being Roquan again. You know, things kind of got so with the moves that they made, you could see what the problems were. And, you know, with Simpson, I mean, like, because you look at the play chart, he's going like playing 100%, 100%, 100%, 60. 55, 40.
Oh, Vinny, I always say this when it comes to the inside linebacker position last year. That Chargers game where Roquan missed because of injury was a blessing in disguise because it got Harrison and Board in the mix. And then from then on, his play time plummeted.
Yeah. And, I think kind of with Malik was, they knew exactly what Malik was and what Malik could and couldn't do. And that's the thing that you got to know with him because he's not a very good athlete, you know, backwards or laterally. Going forward, it's kind of his cup of tea. You know, and Board just being a smart veteran guy, you know, that helped. Whereas with Simpson, I mean, he was playing high, catching blocks. And as the season, it looked like he lost confidence because he was playing slower. You know, his instincts and reactions were much slower.
410-583-1057. If you're on hold, Rashawn, I promise we'll get to you on the other side. But we have another one of Vinny's draft profiles. Mike Green, the pass rusher out of Marshall, had 17 sacks last year. What does Vinny think of him? He'll tell you next on The Fan.
Vinny Serrato's Draft Profiles. News, notes, and analysis on the 2025 NFL Draft Class. Vinny and Haney. Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
It definitely comes with a lot of challenges for sure. I think the Sun Belt Conference is the best G5 conference out there. So I know there could be some talk about like competition and things like that. But at the same time, like Sun Belt is still a great conference to play in.
Vinny's got a pair of pass rushers breaking down today. Mike Green, Mikel Williams later. But starting with the pass rusher from Marshall, what did you think of him?
Yeah, Mike Green, Marshall, 6'3", 251, jersey number 15, senior, 32-inch arms, which I would prefer like for my pass rusher, 33, 34, anything like that. 8.5-inch hands, which are tiny. 28 reps, 2.25, which is good. Now, he was a wrestler in high school, which I love. The thing that you like about Lindenbaum was a wrestler. The thing you like about wrestlers is they usually have pretty good balance and their grip because they're always gripping, you know, and pulling, you know, those types of things. So, yeah, wrestlers liked wrestlers. All right, in 2021... he enrolled at the University of Virginia, played in 6 games as a reserve, had 4 tackles and 1 sack. 2022, University of Virginia, redshirted. 23, Marshall. He was at Marshall, played in all 13 games, had 1 start, had 43 tackles, 9 tackles for loss, 4.5 sacks, and 1 forced fumble. This past year, Marshall. He was the Sun Belt Defensive Player of the Year. 17 sacks, 22 and a half tackles for loss. Started all 13 games with 84 tackles and two passes broken up. Went to the Senior Bowl and kind of, you know, jumped out there. Made, you know, had some really nice rushes and stuff for him. People got a chance to really take a look at him, take notice and everything, the coaches and GMs. Strengths. He's got size, base, balance. He can spin. He has a beautiful spin move. He's a good athlete. Shows a burst at a quarterback. He's got good bend, flexible, strong. Like I said, 28 reps, 2 1/4. Fluid hips, good takeoff, good punch, speed to power. Understands leverage. He can punch, lock out, shed, find a football. Gives great effort. Uses hands well to shed. Shows a closing burst. He'll chase the ball. Good feet. He can drop the shoulder to set the edge. Good balance. Stays off the ground. Fluid spin move. And the thing with a spin move is you got to do it tight so you're not wasting, you know, a lot of energy, or not energy, but, you know, a lot of, you know, you're not taking a big step and, you know, wasting a lot of ground. No, he keeps it really tight. Good change of direction. Takes good angles. Good motor. Has violent hands. And he had an excellent Senior Bowl week, like I mentioned. Weakness. He'll get high some and overpowered by big tackles. And usually, guys that will, you know, play high, and they're looking, you know. Just be confident in what you're doing and keep your knees bent, because then you've got power. Because low man wins. He'll need work on more moves. Arm length, questionable. Limited experience dropping into coverage. 21 snaps in 2 seasons. So that'll be new to him. That'll be something that he'll have to learn.
Do you think he'd have the ability to
do well? Athletically? Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, in summary, I said this kid, he's got pass rush skill, showed development at the Senior Bowl. And the thing what at the Senior Bowl and why it's a big week is because what do coaches like to see is that from day one to day two, you're getting better, because you know who's coaching you? You're getting pro coaching. So how do you respond to pro coaching? And he responded well, because he got better each day. And that is a big plus for you while you're at the Senior Bowl, because they're working on things. And then, okay, all right, I taught you this yesterday. How did we do it today? All right, we got better today from yesterday, and then we got even better, and then it showed in the game. So those are the kinds of things that he did. Very good athlete, flexible, hand use, rushing, arm length. He could use. It hurts him in the run game, because if you're locking out against offensive tackles and you're a pass rusher and you got 32-inch arms, and that Ronnie Stanley's got 34.5-inch arms, you know, you got a couple of inches of flailing, you know. So, I mean, that can be an issue. For the Ravens, as a rusher, love his play mentality. And get with Chuck Smith to learn some stuff. But he's got base balance. He's got agility. He's got good feet. He's got a nice spin move already. Get him with Chuck. Let him learn. But I don't think he's going to be there at 27. But he is. He's a talented kid.
Vinny's going to break down Mikel Williams out of Georgia at 1:30. Before we hit a break and bring on Childs Walker, who covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Sun, Rashawn has been holding. What's up, Rashawn?
Rashawn, we lost in overtime, Rashawn.
Yeah, seeing that, I was watching it, man. I was pulling for y'all, man. Tough overtime loss, man. Tough.
Now, Charlie did make all freshman team. They only picked 3 forwards and 2 D, so he made that. That was announced yesterday.
Okay, yeah, I think I seen it on his Instagram. He posted.
Okay.
And the guy Adam Fink won some type of award too, right?
He was first team all conference, unanimous selection. Second team was Simon Mack, the defenseman, and our goalie. So, yeah, we were well represented. But, you know, like Fink was up for player of the year, and he didn't win it. Mack was up for defensive player of the year. He didn't win it. Charlie was up for freshman of the year. He got the coach's vote, but he didn't get the media's vote. And then Guy Gadowski was up for coach of the year. So we had 5 guys up for the awards and went 0 for 5.
Damn, sound like y'all got screwed, man. They got something up against Penn State then, you know. But I know next year y'all come back, you know.
Well, Rashawn, we may be playing next Friday in Allentown in the NCAAs.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool, man. I'll definitely be on the lookout for that one next Friday, man.
All right.
But real quick, on to the Ravens, right? Now, y'all know the free agent move I like the best, right? Y'all take a guess, right?
Hopkins.
Who?
The Cooper Rush.
I thought you meant left to sign. I was like, well, that's a big, big Cowboy free agent out there.
Like, listen, signing Cooper, man, this guy already is the third best quarterback in our division right now, you know, behind Burrow and Lamar, if you keep, want to be honest.
No doubt.
But, you're right.
Yeah, and people saying, well, he ain't going to get a lot of playing time. I think Cooper will get a lot of playing time. Because you know the Ravens going to be blowing these teams out, you know, so fourth quarter they're going to sit Lamar down, and Cooper Rush going to come and do his thing.
He's going to play all the preseason games, all three.
He definitely will.
Yeah, you know, but I mean, it's going to be with the second and third team, so I would like to see Cooper Rush in there with the first team, man. But hopefully we don't have to see that too often, because that would mean, you know, Lamar is going to be hurt.
Yeah, but, we don't want that.
Yeah, listen, at $6 million a year, that's not bad, considering Dak Prescott is making $60 million.
Well, it's $6 million if he hits the incentives. It's really $3.1 million per year. So definitely a good number.
That was a very good deal done by Eric.
Yeah, it definitely was, man. Now, keep it real, man. Listen, at $3 million a year, and Dak Prescott $60 million a year. Like them two, man. Like, come on, man. Like, it's no way. I'm not trying to poop on my man Dak, man. But it's no way.
Kinda are.
but there's no way. Like, if I'm the Cowboys, man, like, I just thought they're going to, you know, for $60 million a year, I want multiple Super Bowls, you know, as my quarterback. And he's just a tier two quarterback, to keep it honest. And the Cowboys probably could have won the same amount of games sticking with Cooper Rush at $3 million a year. And, you know, so it is what it is, man. That's why the Cowboys already are, man. And, you know, but, you know, we'll see Cooper Rush get his first ring before Dak. You know, and that's sad, though.
Hopefully. All right, Rashawn, we're coming up.
Thanks, Rashawn.
Thanks, man. We're going to hit the whip around at 11:15, take a look at last night's first four games, also talk Terps. But coming up next, Childs Walker covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Sun, something we were just talking about. Are the Ravens done upgrading offensively? Could Voorhees be that starting guard? What is the next move for Eric DaCosta? Childs tells us next.